I'm Matt Gilhooly, and this is The Life Shift, candid conversations about the pivotal moments that change lives forever. Hey everyone, it's Matt, and I figured I would give this update and share something pretty cool since I'm doing the whole podcasting thing, and I really appreciate all of you listening to the Life Shift podcast. It really means a lot, and I'm enjoying sharing these stories with you, and so thankful that people are trusting me with their particular stories. So for this, I wanted to share that tomorrow, June 14th, is actually the day that my grandmother passed away in 2015, which blows my mind that it's been so long. But also, I'm super proud of how much I've grown since then and how I faced grief in that journey, I guess. And we talked about that on my episode, and we talked a little bit about it in the bonus episode. But what I wanted to share actually is something fun that I found and I saved so many years ago. So in my story that I shared on episode 11, I talked a little bit about how my grandmother was obsessed with Josh Groban, and I purchased front row seats to the Josh Groban concert in Boston right around the time that we found out that her cancer was progressing again, and that perhaps we didn't have a ton of time left. And she was still feeling all right at the time. So we went to that concert, and she was beside herself. She had seen him before, but she was front row. There was no one in front of us, and Josh Groban was maybe 25 feet away from her. And she just looked like a kid mesmerized by, you know, Disney characters or something along those lines. So it was great. We tried to do the VIP package where we could meet him, but it was around the time of the Boston Marathon bombing. And so there were no meet and greet packages available since he was meeting with the survivors of that. But the following week or two, I was back in Orlando, and a friend of mine had connections to Josh Groban's team of some sort, and I won free tickets to the show, or we got free tickets. I don't actually remember what happened. And my friend was able to get her contact to connect with Josh Groban's team, and she and I were able to meet Josh Groban. And when I took my grandmother, I made this shirt that said, "My grandmother loves Josh Groban more than she loves me, but I'm okay with that." And people took pictures of it at the concert, and people tweeted it, and Josh Groban retweeted it. And when I met him in Orlando, I wore that shirt again, and I had him sign it, and I had him sign some tickets and stuff for my grandmother, and then I took a picture with him. So what I want to share is the audio of the phone call when I sent her the picture via email and called her and said, "Open your email, I just sent you something." So here it is. I hope it makes you laugh. It kind of describes the relationship that we had. And I'd like to celebrate that. Instead of missing her so very deeply, I like to remember the great times that we had together. And this phone call just makes me smile. And it's so good to hear her again. So I hope you enjoy, and I'll talk to you guys soon.
Oh my goodness. How did you do that? How did you do that? Oh my goodness, how did you do that? I am so damn jealous.
I knew you. I know.
There should be three people in that.
There should.
Oh my goodness. My goodness, you do anything, get your picture on the shelf. Oh my God. That's all I can say, I'm speechless.
Damn.
Are you kidding me?
Nope.
Did you tell him that his grandmother is crazy about him?
Yeah.
So jealous. He's got his arm around you.
He signed my shirt.
No way.
Yep.
He signed your shirt on the back?
Yeah.
On the white, I hope.
Yeah.
I hope that audio clip gave you a little bit of a smile. It sure makes me smile. And I'm not sure why I cut it off so soon. I don't remember what we talked about afterwards, but I love that I have that. And I thought I lost it recently and spent a few hours looking for it. And I'm so happy that it exists and that we have that recording so that we can hear her. And I wanted to put that out there in memory of Eva Gilhooly, who passed away on June 14th, 2015 in Hospice House in Massachusetts. I was so very lucky to be there at the very end, and I appreciate you coming on this journey with me. Thanks. I'm Matt Gilhooly, and this is The Life Shift, candid conversations about the pivotal moments that change lives forever. Please subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. For more information about how you can support The Life Shift podcast, please visit www.thelifeshiftpodcast.com. See you next time.